This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is a Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now join us is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, been on a bye week. Still sitting at 2-0. We're not going to go back and talk a whole lot about Camden game. But...
yeah, we actually went down as a coaching staff and we watched Bowles and Mandarin. And I know we're going to take one game at a time. And I know we got a bunch of big games on our schedule this season. We're looking forward to each one of them. Just talking about, you know, looking back at Camden just a little bit and correcting the mistakes this past week. The bye week's been really good. It's been some much needed time for our guys and our coaching staff. And the mistakes that were made in the Camden game, you know, that's what we focused on, correcting this past week, whether it be on offense, defense, or special teams in all three phases. And our guys really bought into it, and I think they utilized the time very well and did it in a positive way. But us going down and watching Bowles in person, it just verified everything that we saw on film. And, you know, that's why you go down and see if guys are that size or formations, you know, is that what they're really getting into and everything. And it was very productive for us to go down there and watch them.
Coach, speaking of off week, how do things look on the injury front?
We healed up some injuries, and there's some guys that I think, you know, they might be out for the season. It's just how the game goes. And, you know, I'm not going to, just for privacy of them and those players and everything that they've done for our team, you know, I'm not going to elaborate on their names or put that information out there. But there's some guys that if they don't have anything to play for, then they need to play for those guys that don't have the opportunity to do that anymore. You know, we're a family, and those guys are going to do what they can for those guys that are hurt and can't finish the season. But, yeah, we were banged up a little bit against Camden. It was a very physical game, and, you know, we're going to have some guys step up this week.
So we have been able to use this 2 weeks to get, well.
Yeah, we've had some guys get in the training room and make sure that they get healed up, some bumps and bruises, and, you know, just use this time to heal their body and mind and, you know, get caught up on some schoolwork.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, can you go through how has practice gone during the past 2 weeks during this bye week?
Oh, yeah. So the Monday after Camden County, we actually did our pitcher day. And, you know, that was based on our schedule and getting in our new uniforms and everything. And we're able to do that. So our guys took pictures, our individual pictures, and everything for our program. And so we'll have that available in a few weeks. And and then we gave Monday totally off to our guys. They deserved the day off. They came off a great win. And then we were back at it on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, we practiced in the stadium on the turf, three pads, got after it like a regular practice. Same thing Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, we actually had a JV game where our JV traveled to Richmond Hill and played, I think, a quarter before they got rained out or lightninged out, you know. And it was, you know, it's, I wish those guys had a longer opportunity. They work just as hard as our starters do. But, you know, we can't always control the weather. And so they came back, and then we gave them Friday off as well. But it's still the same thing, getting in the weight room every day, watching some game film on Bowles. And then this past week coming in, we've treated brought our guys in on Sunday, and you know, we watched film with them. They got to live for Monday, watching film, practice Tuesday, weight training and practice Wednesday, weight training and practice, and then Thursday we'll do our special teams practice for getting ready for Friday night.
I'm sure they're ready to go out and get somebody besides yourself.
Oh yeah, it's you know, it's not always fun, and we see it a lot in spring practice and everything about, you know, going against somebody else, and you definitely want to hit an opposite color jersey, and I think that's the main thing that these guys want to do.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and Marshland Credit Union. Coach, one thing we haven't hit on is we've got a couple of games under our belt now. How are we adjusting to the artificial turf?
I definitely think the more you play on it, I think the guys are getting more comfortable with it. And then we look out today, we practice on our grass fields at Brunswick High today, and they're almost completed the turf field inside the track. And as soon as that's done, you know, we'll be on it more often, almost every single day. And I think just the more you play on it, the more they get comfortable. And I think that's a big part of, you know, adjusting well to it. You know, it looks really good, but I just think the more you play on it and the filler settles into the turf, and I think it's just going to be a better playing surface over the next few months.
So the turf on the inside of the track is, I mean, it's pretty much the same.
Oh, it's the exact same product. It actually has Pirates in both end zones. It has a V in the middle of the field. It looks amazing. Our guys are really excited. They see the guys out there working every single day at school, and they're excited and can't wait to get on.
Just out of curiosity for everybody that's been to a game, any news as to play clock fix?
I was in the athletic facility the other day, and I saw a box with Daktronics on the label, so that's got to be the missing part for it. I don't know if it's fixed or not. I'm sure that Coach Waters is Steve's going to get that fixed for the World War game.
Yeah, I was thinking he would probably do anything he had to do to get it fixed for this weekend. Coach, I want to hit on multiple sport athletes. You know, a lot of kids play more than one sport. Are there any sports that you like to see your guys play when football season's over?
I mean, I definitely encourage a lot of our guys to to get up and do something else besides just football, whether it be seeing my offensive and defensive linemen wrestle, linebackers wrestle, or see some of our receivers and defensive backs that they are part of the basketball team with Coach Chris Turner. You know, he's done a really good job at Brunswick High. He won a state title, played for it again, and made it deep off in the tournament, I think, almost every year. But a lot of his guys play football, and he encourages it as well. We got a few guys on the team that also participate in baseball. I know William McDonald and Bennett McDonald and Jack Kennedy and Tate Gadsden is another guy that plays in our secondary that play baseball. And, you know, I encourage that. At least they're doing something. And then, you know, if they're not doing any of that, then definitely they need to get out on the track, whether they're throwing in the field events or, you know, they're running in the sprinting events or hurdles. And we have coaches that coach, the football coaches that coach track as well. So we encourage our guys to be doing something year-round and not just focus on football year-round, but, you know, let's help bring some other titles in Brunswick High School in different sports and be a multi-sport athlete. I think that's what a lot of college coaches look for, is how many different sports that people are playing. And definitely I encourage our guys to do something, you know, that can help them improve their game or improve their technique on it.
And you know, Coach, we're fortunate. I mean, most all those sports you named, Brunswick High is staffed very well with really good coaches in all the sports. So the next question I was going to ask you was, would you tell your guys to focus on one sport? And I'm guessing that answer after hearing that would be no.
No, I mean, I would really encourage our guys to do a lot of different things. And there's a lot of things that we don't really have to encourage them. They're just going to do it because they love to play. You know, whether it be basketball, wrestling, baseball, and I forgot to mention even golf. We got a few guys that play golf on the team. I think, you know, William McDonald, you know, he played baseball at a young age, and now he's playing golf as a junior and senior. But there's some other guys that do other sports, and yeah, I encourage them to do everything. Just don't focus on football, because I think, you know, there's a few guys that just play football, but it's very limited at Brunswick High.
You know, I'm a big wrestling fan, and I know you got that big defensive lineman, River Creel.
Oh, yeah.
Probably top three in the state this year in wrestling. So I know the biggest plus with basketball, track, wrestling, whatever it may be, is keeping the guys in shape.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to keep them in shape. And as long as they're playing sports year-round, too, they get their grades checked for eligibility. And that's a big part, too. We don't want them just in football season to be worried about their grades and, you know, just take you off in the fall semester or the end of the winter and into the spring. If their grades are getting checked all the time, and, you know, they're going to have to play for something, and their eligibility's got to be there. It helps them stay on track a little bit more.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I don't think a lot of people understand not just the coach, but the coach's wife. what they may go through during football season. Can you give us a little idea of what a week in a coach's life is like during football season?
Wow, I mean, first off, I just want to, you know, talk about my wife, Erica. You know, she's been with me we've been married for 7 years, and we've been together for 9 years, and it's been an incredible journey through the time that we've had together. She supported me through, you know, my whole coaching career. And when we started at Pierce and, you know, making the move to Brunswick, and she's been behind me 100% and just encouraging, being there for, you know, anything that we need, you know, any hard times when we're going through or dealing with anything, she's there to give advice and to listen. And she's a teacher as well. I mean, she has her own life too, but the support she's given to me and the influence that she's had on this community and this school system and her students and her class has been remarkable, and I couldn't do it without her. But as a coach's wife, I think it's very difficult, you know, week in and week out, the time and sacrifice that they make every single day of not seeing the husbands and not seeing their significant other. I think, you know, the sacrifice and that them being very understanding about what we do, and, you know, we spend a lot of time with people that are not, you know, are necessarily, you know, immediate family, but, you know, somebody else's kids, and the influence that we have on them, but just the sacrifice that they make is unbelievable. And I appreciate every one of my coaches and their families, and especially their wives. And something my wife did, she grew up in a household where her dad was a coach, so she got to see firsthand and experience that, and I think that, you know, showed her the way or how things are supposed to be done. And I think Erica's done a great job of bringing our coaches' wives and families together and supporting each other and being there for each other. And I think that's what the family atmosphere of Brother Pye is all about. You know, that's our motto, all about the family, and we really are a family.
Coach, I'll make sure she gets a copy of this so that she can
hear. Yeah, please give me some rallying points. So.
You know, Coach, carrying on with this conversation of a week in a coach's life during the regular season, everybody knows you got practice Monday through Thursday, play a game on Friday. But during the regular season, tell us what happens after practice or on the weekends.
So definitely, you know, whether you got radio shows like right now that we're doing on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, Monday night, come home and, you know, practice. I hope to be home by 6:30, 7 o'clock every night. And, you know, got to make sure things around the house are good to go and make sure the dogs are fed and, you know, everything's done, the trash is taken out, you roll the garbage can to the road. You know, I got chores to do at home, and if I don't do them, then, you know, I'll be notified on that watch too. And so I try to do what I got to do at home. And, but just spending some time, you know, with my family and with my wife and asking her how her day was, because, you know, it's not all revolving around me, you know. It's a relationship that goes both ways, and, you know, it can't be one-sided, so.
Yeah, you know, I used to sit in the stands, well, I sit in the stands every week, but I know last year you would walk up the stairs to the press box, and you had to make one stop on the way up the stairs.
That's right.
You don't get to do that now.
No, I don't have to do that. I just try and find my wife before the game and, you know, make sure I see her. And that's our little, you know, thing, seeing each other before the game. And I think that's special to have the support of, you know, her and my family and her family. And it's been really good.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Gary Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about bowls since I understand you were sitting in the stands watching Bowles play Friday night. Tell us a little bit about what you saw.
I mean, definitely, it was a great game between them and Mandarin High School out of Jacksonville. I don't know if you're familiar with Mandarin, but Georgia's backup quarterback, Carson Beck, played at Mandarin High School. It's one of the premier schools also in Jacksonville with the Bowl School, and some of these other teams that were playing in the Border Wars, or that not necessarily were playing, but been involved in it. But their quarterback, I think for Bowles is a real dual threat guy. I think he's a great athlete with a great arm, and he makes some really good reads. If he gets outside the pocket and we don't contain him, I think he can hurt us with his feet. But for the most part, he's got a big offensive lineman in front of him, the whole line. And it's probably one of the biggest ones, and they play really well up front. And the three inside guys, the guard, center guard, are some of the biggest guys I've seen in high school football, ranging from 6'5 to 6'6, 280 to 300 pounds. So our defensive line will be tested up front, and they will be up for the challenge. I know Kayshawn and River Crew, Donnie Broughton, and Jordan Jimerson, those guys are definitely going to be, tested and just to showcase their talent. I think this is a great opportunity for them. Our outside linebackers with Devin Smith and Lionel Twitty are going to have their hands full with a 6'6", 225-pound tight end. Connor Cox, he's committed to South Carolina for Bowles. He's not only just a great big target in the pass game, but he gets after in the run game as well. I mean, with that frame and his size, blocking in the run game, he's very physical. Their running back is a big bruiser. They like to give him the ball and get behind that big offensive line and pound, pound, pound. And then they hit with a play action or, something downfield, in their vertical passing game. And, besides those guys, I think they got some really good young receivers. They have one of their receivers is a freshman, and he's one of the best I've seen, this season thus far. And I think that we got to make sure that we know where he's at on the field the whole time. And, just doing our job and communication and coverage in the back end and, just playing fast and physical like we've been playing this season and just reading our keys. And then if you look at the defense, that we're about to switch over. Go ahead.
No, just from the offensive standpoint, I mean, what kind of offense? Do they run a spread?
They run a spread. Everything's in the gun. You'll see a lot of, their tight end will be attached sometimes. You'll see a lot of 10 personnel stuff. Well, there'll be trips, three receivers on one side, they'll go 2x2. They do get some different formations, but it's nothing that we haven't seen before. And they do a good job. Their coaching staff is really good. I mean, I don't know if everyone's familiar with Bowles, but they've played for the state championship 19 times, won it 11, have 32 region championships, and this is just football alone. This is not any other sport. But their coaching staff does a really good job. So defensively, they run everything out of a 3-4. That's what they base their defense out of. And their defensive line is really fast, and I think they shoot gaps and slant. And they got some big guys on the defensive line as well. But their linebacking core, I think, is some of the best guys that, I'm thankful they had a linebacker last year that graduated, and now he's playing at University of Florida. So he's not out there anymore, but they still got some really good guys come in every single year and play exceptionally well. And their safeties, I think that some of their safeties can, definitely fit up in the run game for them and in the pass game as well. They cover a lot of ground. And number four for them is a safety, and he is all over the place on special teams. We got to figure out where he's at all the time and make sure that we put a hat on him.
So what would you say is the main thing we have to do?
I mean, we definitely got to, offensively, we got to establish a run game, come in there, have our offensive line be prepared. It's going to be a physical game, just like Camden. Hopefully our guys are up for the challenge and, sit there week in and week out going against our defensive line. I think it'd be very similar to every day at practice, with the way they play. We've seen a 3-4 before. That's what our defense runs at. So we're very familiar with that. And just playing hard, playing with a lot of heart. you know, we've been talking with our guys this week about staying hungry. You know, don't be satisfied. Yeah, we're 2-0, but that's not good enough. You know, and I think when you're satisfied, you get to relax a little bit. But if you always, you know, have that hunger and want to strive to be better, and I think the continued effort that they've been playing with day in and day out, I think that's going to be great for us. But looking forward to this matchup and for Friday night.
You know, I was watching Jacksonville News, and they'll have a sports report, and they cover all our high school teams. So I got to see a little bit of that game. It looked like, seemed like it ended up 27-20, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, definitely.
But what I did see was it looked like the stands were full. So I'm guessing they'll bring a crowd.
They definitely have a good following. There's a lot of support at that school. It's a well-known school in Jacksonville. They have a lot of big-time guys that play professional football and, you know, that are playing in college football right now. And I think that they'll definitely bring a crowd at Green County Stadium.
Once again, Coach, hopefully another big crowd on our part. I know that'll mean a whole lot here in that back end and here in defense when we need it. Coach, we're gonna finish up the show by letting you tell a little bit about what's going to happen Thursday through Saturday at Glen County Stadium.
Okay, so the first game at Glen County Stadium to start the World War Georgia-Florida Classic is going to be McIntosh versus West Nassau. West Nassau is a team right there with Callahan, and McIntosh is going to go for the first game starting off with them, and then Glen Academy will play Creekside. Creekside's another great school, and that's coming out of Florida as well. And then we move along to Friday, but then before we play, Trauma County plays University Christian, and then we play Brunswick High plays Bowles, and that game's at 7:30. I know a lot of it has been a lot of confusion about what time do we play on Friday night, but it's at 7:30 Friday night. And then Saturday, there's three games on Saturday, so it's very much like the state championship where you got different days and different games being played. But the first game will start at 2 p.m., Fitzgerald versus Madison County. And those are two schools. Fitzgerald's won a state championship. Madison County's won the Florida state championship for their classification. So that's going to be one heck of a game right there. And my college roommate, not roommate, but teammate, Tucker Pruitt, is the head coach at Fitzgerald. So I'll definitely be there watching those guys. And Coffee County versus St. Augustine, that's another one. The coach that is now the head coach at Coffee, Coach Coe, used to be the head coach at Madison. So he's coming in Georgia. His offense coordinator, Leland Ray, is a good friend of mine, and I know they're going to do a great job. St. Augustine actually played Bowles for their first game of the season. And then the game at night is Richmond Hill versus Baker County. And we're very familiar with Richmond Hill. You know, they were in our region last year. You know, they're moving up to 7A. But that's going to be a good matchup. And I'm inviting everyone out of Glen County Stadium. You know, it's a great opportunity for the talent level to be displayed at Glen County Stadium for all these Georgia teams. And another thing that I was telling our players today, it's amazing how we have two guys that are captains in the NFL of their football teams that played at Brunswick High School, with Darius Slay for the Eagles. He's a captain. And then Tracy Walker was just named a team captain for the Detroit Lions. And I think that's amazing when you're a leader at the highest level of football and you can do anything right here at Brunswick High School. And I mean, they've had great coaches come through, and even at the college level and their experience, but they remember where they came from. And it's just very exciting, and it's something for our guys to look forward to. And I think that's amazing.
You know, Coach, I would think with three, I mean, it sounds like seven games, maybe six, seven games going on over 3 days. I wouldn't be surprised to see some colleges out there showing up when they get to see 14 different football teams worth of players over the weekend, too.
So. I mean, definitely, if somebody's got a bye week, the second week of the season, or, you know, I think they definitely, somebody's going to be there watching. If to see seven teams in Georgia and seven teams in Florida, you know, that you can get a lot of recruiting done right there in 3 days. And I know that there will be some people looking out after this game, and just the competition level is going to be high. So it's definitely some great way to evaluate some great talent.
Well, Coach, good luck Friday night. We want to We want to say thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7 p.m. I'm Chris Zachary signing off.